Heartbeat system review. The experiment project. Two heartbeat projects exist in linear, the standard heartbeats and job scheduling, and the experiment variant. This briefing focuses on the experiment, the more aggressive version, where we're pushing autonomous project stewardship further. The experiment project runs on two key requirements. First, PRxS 821, the steward review layer. Before any issue gets delegated to REN for execution, the active heartbeat must validate it against project outcomes. This isn't a workflow gate, it's a behavioral change. The heartbeat asks, does this issue trace to a defined outcome? Are the requirements sufficient for autonomous execution? Should this consolidate with existing work? Second, PRxS 819, real-world outcome validation. PR descriptions claiming an outcome is met aren't reliable. We need to bias toward actual validation, UX testing, metrics confirmation, business alignment. The deliverables here include defining fidelity levels for heartbeat validation, identifying which observability signals confirm real-world outcomes, and integrating validation results into the heartbeat output format. User configuration is straightforward. The experiment project uses a 10-minute cadence. The key configuration for the experiment is the project filter. It targets only the experiment project by name, claiming it from the observer heartbeats. Active heartbeats get additional config, permission mode for workspace write access, and update history limit so the agent has multiple prior updates for context. When the scheduler runs, it discovers all started projects, matches them against project filters, and fans out to one heartbeat config per project. Active heartbeats get constraints injected, max active issues to prevent flooding the board, and the stewardship principles embedded in the prompt itself. Current status: PRxS 821 is in review. The implementation is behavioral. The active heartbeat prompt now includes stewardship principles, trace to outcome before acting, synthesize with existing issues before creating new ones, reject misalignment explicitly. PR 218 captured this. PRxS 819 remains in to-do. It's the next priority once the steward layer lands. Key blockers we've dealt with: early iterations tried to implement a CLI gate blocking delegation for pre-review states. This was explicitly rejected. The fix is prompt-level behavior, not infrastructure enforcement. The heartbeat should think differently, not be blocked from acting. Another iteration put the PR against main instead of the heartbeat's branch, delaying merge. What's left to ship? PRxS 821 needs final review approval and merge to heartbeat's branch. Then PRxS 819 picks up, defining the validation stack and wiring it into heartbeat output. Once both land, the experiment project can run autonomously with outcome-aligned stewardship and real-world validation. The goal: minimal human touches, maximum alignment with defined outcomes.